And you're tuned to 90.9 FM in Quesnel this morning, where a jury found Arthur Topham guilty of one count of promoting hatred against Jewish people on his website. Now, the sentencing will happen in January. Harry Abrams is one of the people who first brought attention to Topham's writing and alerted the RCMP Hate Crimes Unit. And Harry Abrams joins me this morning by phone from Victoria. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. I guess I first wanted to ask you initially, what was your reaction to this verdict?
Elation. And in a way, vindication.
And why do you feel that?
Well, because it's these kinds of charges and the need for them is often very much misunderstood.
Why do you feel it's misunderstood?
It's misunderstood, certainly because the perpetrators, I suppose, the people who want to get away with hate mongering, they like to go on or pretend that this is about us Jews or the people who were put upon by hate mongers. That in this case, that it's a question of opinion. That this is because we don't like what they have to say, their opinions. We disagree with them, and that's not it at all in this case. The people must understand, and you have a duty to broadcast this. This is clearly, the case hinged clearly on incitement to genocide. So it was existential. Really, these days, it takes something very, very extreme to be looked at by law enforcement. And Mr. Topham crossed that line.
And
that's what the jury said anyway.
And for you, I mean, when you read what you found on the website, I mean, what did it make you think? What did it make you feel as someone of the Jewish faith?
Jewish faith, ethnicity, there's a whole variety of this, you know, above, a whole kaleidoscope of belief and practice and understanding. The point is it's they brought in this shoddy witness, Atzmon, who's doing his babble baffle gab. Fortunately, it did not outsmart the jury. They understand or sense when they're being when somebody is trying to throw them a line of BS. But it's a very important thing, and to read this kind of stuff, this hate mongering is not just to encourage other people to hate a group. It's also to cause distress to the members of that group, to say stuff, to put out stuff, especially on a repeated basis and in a megaphone way, that to make you cringe, to make you want to hide, to make you feel like you're less than others, to be demonized, to be humiliated, and then finally that you have no right to exist. And then it's the setup for whatever happens next. Whatever sickness this person had, that he felt that he had to do this kind of stuff, you know, that's between him and a team of psychologists if he ever gets that far, you know. But it's an inculcation of a long process. There's a lot of stuff that goes into that. And we cannot dismiss the danger that ideology and brainwashing plays in violence and horrible acts against people.
Harry Abrams is with me this morning. He complained about a Quesnel man's anti-Semitic online posts. Mr. Abrams, you know, the idea of the conspiracy theory is by many nature, is by its nature, I guess, unprovable. And that's why sometimes they persist. And it seems like, I mean, I've had people repeat these stories and myths to me quite calmly, quite matter-of-factly, as though I would buy into what's being said. But why do you think that there is an audience for these people and their myths, I suppose, these plots that they think are going on around the world, these Jewish plots and so forth?
That's a very, very good point. I'm so happy you brought that up. Yes. Some of it is because of tradition. And it can be traditional in many cultures or all cultures in some way.
Yeah.
That they always want to have an other. They always want to have there's this horrible thing that people do. You want to have somebody else to blame your problems on. Especially if it's something that's beyond your doing, something you can't see, can't grasp. So this is where conspiracies, theories of any kind develop, and not just against us. Though we have, the ones against Jews, there's a number of very traditional ones, and that go back a couple of thousand years. And there are a number of even medieval ones that Mr. Topham was basically touting, that, or they've been rehashed, modernized.
And we have the more modern 9/11 conspiracies these days.
9/11, yeah. And all that stuff. But so there's that thing. But a big part of it is people seek to seek to have something that may to blame outside themselves for these horrible things that they see happening or happening to themselves, so that they don't have to take as much responsibility for things going sideways. They have something they can pin the blame on. The dog ate my homework. But you take it to an nth degree. But that's human nature, but we have to unlearn that. It takes education. It takes understanding this. And Canada is that we have a multiplicity of different kinds of cultures. We live side by side. You know, we learn to like Chinese food and Thai boxing or whatever, anything, eat pizza. But everything, we have certain things that are certainly Canadian, we all do. But we take on hopefully the better aspects of other cultures that make things nicer for us. But you have to understand, but we also, to do this, to be a civil country, to be a civil culture, is to accept people and not berate people for the things about themselves which they cannot change. That is the simplest guideline for this. You know, that person over there, I know that they were a Harper conservative for many years, and we have to, you know, anyone but Harper and da-da-da, you know. So this is what caused my crops to wither. You know, I don't know. But, you know, you say people want something else, to somebody to blame. And that's just human nature. We got to try and do something towards that. But this is when it gets to a very, very intense scenario. This is the first hate crimes case in British Columbia in almost 10 years.
Yeah.
They're rare, and we want them to be rare. And if something is posted, now, look, there's different, if you have a blog, or you have a chat room, or you have a Facebook page, and so on, one measure of what's hate or not hate is if something can be answered in the same way that it was posted, and you can put refutational material next to it within reason, then this is democracy.
Harry, we'll leave it there, but thank you so much for sharing your thoughts on this morning.
Thank you so much.